Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thank you, and welcome back on board On the Mark. It's a beautiful Monday in the Valley. Going to be a warm one, so they tell us. We invite your participation in the program, as always, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. On the Mark, phone number 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-9565. If you've never called it before, call it today. Give us your comments, and we are looking forward to hearing from you. Or you can email us, as so many have done, at onthemark@wkok.com, or text us at 70236. But be sure to put OTM in at the start of your message. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. They're a family-owned dealership, 4th Street in Sunbury, and the Kia dealership is on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them on the web at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, nitrogen for tires, and they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Saturday from 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. You can find them on the web at sunburymotors.com. Check out their online specials or build a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia to your precise specifications. The Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Kia vehicles. Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles. There we go. And they're a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles. They're a master towing service with decades of experience. Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. When last we were here on Thursday, we talked near the end of the program about President Biden's new proposal. Actually, I guess he's actually done it, to cut student debt again. We had an active conversation with our caller, Tom, and we have some unfinished business relative to that. One of our emailers sends us this story. 8 in 10 community college students aspire to earn their bachelor's degrees, but only 16% nationwide actually do so within 6 years. In Pennsylvania, that number is just slightly higher at 17%, according to a report published this month by the Community College Research Center. The report suggests that community colleges and four-year institutions have more work to do to ensure community college students transfer to four-year colleges and succeed there, said Tatiana Velasco Rodriguez, a research consultant at CCRC. The findings from this report might not sound very positive for many states and many institutions, but there are a lot of things that show there's a lot of work to be done, she said. But we do really want states and institutions to take these findings as a starting point and a reference point. Yeah, and let's see, where did Pennsylvania stack in that? Researchers found that 33% of these students transferred to a four-year institution within 6 years. Those transfer numbers were lower for students who were older than 24. 18% of those students transferred, Black, 25%, Hispanic, 27%, or low-income, 27%. In Pennsylvania, the transfer out rate was slightly higher than the national average at 34%. It had only the 13th highest rate of U.S. states. Oklahoma, Virginia, Maryland, New Jersey, and New York topped this ranking. Okay, so they are, I guess, not everything they expected them to be. And one of our other emailers says, Joe, you're absolutely right about the people who borrowed money to get an education and then dilly-dally around not paying for it, waiting for a freebie bailout. No wonder so many people don't pay their credit card debts either. They probably are waiting for dear Joey to take pity on them. That's not me, by the way. And steal from we hardworking people and long-saving Americans such a shame. People, no matter how you feel, vote this idiot out of office and vote for Trump. I guarantee that you won't be sorry. Okay? And let's see. One of our other emailers says, let's hear some thoughts at the CPAC 4-day conference this past weekend. Jack Posobiec, I guess it is, an extreme far-right speaker, along with Steve Bannon, as part of a panel discussing the future of this country with a Trump presidency, talked about ending this country as a democracy as we know it and replacing it with a Trump vision of our government. The weekend with Trump as keynote speaker, they focused on January 6th, the election, and the fact that we didn't get all the way there. But this time we will be in charge and roll back any policies that we don't want and punish our political rivals. I'm sure many of your listeners will have no problem with our country going in this direction, but I'm not sure that is what our founders had in mind, to escape the tyranny of English rule and replace it with the tyranny of Trump rule. Sadly, as in the last two elections, I have no candidate for president that I can support. Where did my wonderful country go? Signed by Dick. And then one of our other emailers says, Joe, maybe one of our friends in the audience could help me with the answer to this question. If Trump should die before his case with New York City and the $400 million he had to put up, what happens to that money? Good question. And let's see, last ones, and this goes back to our discussion on forgiving student debt. Sure, Tom, you would forgive a loan that made to that you made to someone if Biden said to, right? I guess he would. Okay, 570-743-9565. Bob, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Question, of course, from politics and that. Well, of course, you came to WKOK and, you know, a resident of Smoke and Dam and that, in your later years and that.
What was your interest
to get into politics around here and be a mayor?
Okay, well, my interest, I'll answer your question, Bob. My interest started years ago. I was first elected, I was a member, president of the JC chapter in Chambersburg. They asked me to run for a seat, an open seat on city council or borough council. I wound up having a very popular Democrat that I ran against. I beat him, and so I stayed in and served a term until I moved on to another radio station. Came here, still interested in local government, and that got me started in that. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to put OTM in at the start of your message. Stan from Danville, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. So Trump's going to shred the Constitution. He's going to become a dictator. But Biden is thoroughly shredding his Constitution right now, right? Student loans, you know, I believe SCOTUS said that he's not allowed to do that, just forgive loans out of hand.
I don't see how he can do it, to be honest with you. I mean, I can't believe that any one person can forgive over $1 billion in debt just by signing his name to a document. I mean, if the president has that power, he shouldn't have that power. That's our tax money.
I think it's over $1 billion, isn't it?
1.2, I think the number was in this round.
For this last one?
This last one. But overall, I think it's $385 billion or something like that.
Yeah. So who's paying that money? Because somebody's going to pay it.
Well, guess who? Well, it's not who's going to pay it.
I know the answer.
It's not who's going to pay it. It's who's not going to get it back. The taxpayers aren't going to get it back. We've already paid it. We've invested in these kids' education, and now they don't have to pay for it.
Right. For some reason, there's people that think that's okay. I don't understand.
Well, our friend Tom thinks it's more than okay. He's all in favor of it.
I guess he didn't loan any money to these students, did he? Oh, yeah, he did. If he paid taxes, he did.
Yeah, he paid taxes, he did, you know, and he thinks it's a good investment. But I don't.
Right.
I think it's maybe a good investment, maybe, but it's certainly one hell of a poor lesson on how to live as a responsible adult.
Well, if it was a good investment, do you think those ones that took basket weaving as a major in college, that was a good investment for them?
Oh.
Or the women's studies courses that major in women's studies, is that a good investment? They can't get out and get a good job to pay their loans back, so obviously it wasn't such a good investment, was it?
Well, I was going to pursue a degree in Bolivian art history, but I didn't. And I would have liked somebody
to pay
for that.
That could have been a minor, Joe.
Yeah, right, it's true. I would like somebody. Well, you know, I'll take it back. I mean, my major was history in college. Unless I taught it, where would I make a living on it? Unless I was writing history books or something like that. You know, a lot of people take history as a major, wind up going into law or something like that later on. But, you know, it's hard to make money on history. It's something I love. My minor was psych. You know, maybe I could have made some money on that. I don't know.
Well, I mean, major in history, you could have been a curator in a museum or something along those lines, too. There are jobs out there that require that kind of knowledge.
Could have been a tour guide at Gettysburg, maybe.
Well, that's true, too. And that could be exciting. Some days, maybe not, when all the kiddies come there.
But the point is, what I got, I paid for.
Exactly.
I paid for it.
You made your choice, and you paid for it,
right,
which is what it is. Now, there are ways out there for students, people that want to go to college, to go and get it for next to nothing or nothing and not pay a dime. Now, they have to put a little bit of their blood, sweat, and tears into it and possibly, you know, give up an arm and a leg or worse. It's called the military.
Right.
You know, there's a way. My kid took two majors up at Bloom University. He came out with zero. I want to repeat, zero college debt.
And what did he, is he an officer in the Army or something?
No, he was in the National Guard enlisted.
Okay.
Yeah. So, zero. And he bought a house while he was doing it. So you tell me if it can't be done.
Well, I mean, let's face it, if you're a good student, you can probably get a free ride in a lot of instances. If you're a football player, unfortunately, I see a lot of these football players interviewed on college games and basketball players who really don't sound like they've had a very good education, at least in forms. You know, to a certain extent, the system victimizes them because they place more emphasis on the athletics than they do on the education.
Well, there are some on-demand street reports. You go out there and they go to college campuses, and it's scary. When they ask them how many states are in the country, how many states are in the U.S.,
yeah,
and they can't answer 50, and there's some other ones, I forget some math questions, like I think one was 4 times 15, what's it equal? Something like that. And these kids are in college, and they can't answer those questions. That is scary stuff, and they're paying big dollars to be there, or somebody's paying it.
Well, I'll admit, one of my favorite things to watch back in the days when Bill O'Reilly was on TV was when Jesse Waters would go out and ask people questions about American history and some of the bizarre answers he would get. I mean, obviously, a lot of people aren't studying that. Well, I think they may be studying it, but they aren't teaching it as much as they used to, and that's a problem. I think you don't have an appreciation for this country if you don't understand where it came from. Unfortunately, today, all you have to do is say, well, he was a slave owner. Oh, write that off. We don't want to learn about him. We don't care about that guy. So,
what is the quote, Joe? If you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it.
Santayana, correct? Yes, George Santayana. I think he has that right on the head.
And I believe we're repeating it.
Yep.
So, one more thing before we go.
Okay.
On Thursday, I guess it was, I called up to talk about immigration. And then Eric calls up and says, that's not important. It's more important things to talk about, like the government, you know, the taxes and the Trump. And, you know, but the immigration and the border is not a big concern. Well, I'd like him to look in the family's face of the woman that was killed down there in Georgia, a medical student by an illegal alien. Here he was arrested twice up in New York before he fled to Georgia, and he murdered this woman.
Right.
I'd like him to look in the face of the parents of that person and say that immigration and a secure border doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's
and there was a logger. I just heard today there was a logger up in northern Wisconsin who was run off, hauling a load of logs, run off the road and killed by a drunk illegal alien in northern Wisconsin. So, yeah,
that's sad.
Don't come in here and tell me the border's not an issue and not a problem. It's been a problem for a long time, but it's got exponentially worse in the last 3 years.
No argument.
And for anybody to say otherwise has got their head in there somewhere, but I won't say where.
Well, you won't get an argument from me on that one, although I would not use the reference you were using with respect to people's heads. But that's
okay, they were in the sand.
Okay,
but anyway.
Anyway, the sun doesn't shine there. We're safe on saying that, right?
Exactly.
All right, so, thanks, Dan.
You know, somebody's got to wise up, and the border needs to be secured, and this bipartisan crap that they tried to force through the Senate wasn't going to secure anything. It was just going to allow 5,000 plus per day into the country.
All right.
So y'all have a great day.
You too.
Remember,
sir,
buy more guns and ammo. We're going to need them.
Okay, thanks. All right, Joe from Sunbury, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Oh, yeah, I said that I wanted to go back to a phone call I didn't have the chance to respond to that Eric made last week. And I believe he started out with the subject of the Biden economy and how well it was doing. And I don't remember much of the conversation now, but at one point he said that how well his investment or his retirement investment, how well his investment was doing. And, you know, he was happy with that, but unfortunately, there's a lot of other people in the United States of America that don't have the situation that Eric had, you know, in his working career, such as, you know, he lets everybody know that he worked for the state down at Selins Grove, and I think you have a caller from Williamsport that kind of is in tune with the benefits of that, too, that he calls once in a while. But that subject then, he bled into Donald Trump being, on the January 6th issue of impeachment, and or not impeachment, but the riot and the insurrection and that. And he was saying about how Trump shouldn't be allowed to be the president again. And during that, he mentioned that once again he will watch the tapes of January 6th that he has, and he can then he can reassure himself that Donald Trump is was the moving force behind the insurrection, which I would say to Eric then, and in a way that if you keep watching that and live on January 6th information and don't even acknowledge that there has been any news about the January 6th committee or there's been any reporting done about the January 6th I'll call it a riot. I don't think it was much more than that, the riot, that I think not that you're blind, but you have blinders on, that you don't want to move on from that one day and see like the other parts. And my what came to mind is that an analogy was that years ago I had the pleasure of seeing Siegfried and Roy in their magic show out in Las Vegas, and they made an elephant disappear. And I go, I do like magic shows, and I go to that show, and I know that they didn't make a elephant disappear, but I don't want to know the details of how they did that illusion, right? For my own entertainment and my own peace of mind, and that I like that. But Eric is, you know, the same. He does the same thing with this January 6th thing. He doesn't want to look, you know, outside or, you know, take the blinders off and see that other information has come up in this whole, in the 2 years, I guess it was, 2 years since it happened.
But, you know, it strikes me that no matter what information is out there, people are going to interpret it as they see fit. If I'm a liberal, I'm going to look for every single thing that makes it look like Donald Trump was a fiery-eyed insurrectionist who was foaming at the mouth. And if I'm a Trump supporter, I'm going to say, oh, those guards left the people walk around. It was nothing but a tourist event. So, I mean, we're going to look at it based on our political perspective in this instance.
But do you think that anybody, you're talking about conservative and liberals, but
sure,
what about the people that are open-minded? There's another section of people in the United States that when they initially hear that and they hear what the January 6th committee has put forward as testimony without, you know, counter-testimony, which was, you know, that's the way it goes. I'm not, you know, naive to that. That January 6th put out the information they wanted, and they put it out all like the negative of Donald Trump. And to hear the other parts, you had to listen to certain news stations that would air such things. And there's news stations that won't air Trump's live speeches and stuff like that. But what about that middle group, Joe? Maybe it's not a lot, but that might be the people that move the election one way or another. And I'm not saying they have to come to a conclusion that Trump's innocent or guilty, but just embrace the idea that there's more information out there than what the January 6th committee put forth.
Well, I can't disagree with what you're saying there. There is certainly other videos that show other aspects of that particular day. And, you know, if you're focused, I guess the best example of what I'm talking about is if you are a liberal, you're going to focus on go down there and fight like hell. And if you're a conservative, you're going to focus on go there peacefully and protest, which are both things Donald Trump said.
Right.
So, you know.
Right. But I say, look, I am saying, too, look to the middle, you know, of the other group. But anyhow, but even if you think Donald Trump wanted to overtake the government and keep control, he had no military support, right? How do you overthrow the federal government without a military? How would you even do that? Milley was the one who, towards the end of Trump's presidency, was in contact with the Chinese and saying, anything with this, what this guy does, it don't worry, you know, talk to me before, because I'm the one going to be doing anything. What he does and says doesn't matter. And that's what, that's where that sprung up, where someone should be, you know, for treason. I think he was referring to Milley over that comment, which is insane, you know, that we even accept that Milley should have been drummed out of the service right then and there.
But, Joe, you have to take into consideration the fact that Donald Trump did call people to come there. He said it was going to be a wild day.
Now, nothing wrong with that, so, in my opinion. Other people call...
The stated reason
rallies.
For them, the stated reason for them coming there was it's going to be a wild time, and you know you're going to protest. And what were they protesting? They were protesting the results of the election, which Donald Trump told them was fraudulent. And so far, Donald Trump has not been able to prove that the election was fraudulent. And yet he keeps looking in the rearview mirror over and over again, talking about how he was robbed, how he was cheated, and now he even compared himself to civil rights martyrs, saying that he's being persecuted. The way they were. Come on.
Meaning the civil rights was who?
Over the weekend, he spoke to a group of black entrepreneurs, I think it was, and he talked about how he was indicted and how compared himself to the civil rights leaders who were, you know, targeted by the FBI. And
You don't think that's relevant to any degree? Even the guy that has just been fined $400 million? You don't think that the federal government, Joe Biden's control, or the group that runs Joe Biden, you don't think that they're maneuvering this, they're putting pressure on Trump not to run again, or just to disgrace his name, that he won't be a viable candidate? That's fine with me if you don't see it.
Let me answer your question. I think the New York cases are politically motivated and should never have been brought. I think there's at least enough question about what he did in Georgia that it's worth taking a look at. As the documents go, if they're going to charge Donald Trump, they need to charge Joe Biden and they need to charge Mike Pence. I mean, if there was not enough evidence...
Donald Trump was the president. There's a difference there. I agree that those two should have been under... That they were either senators or vice presidents. That's a whole different... But the case in Georgia, the Fannie Willis, and that doesn't move you one way or the other to... And as Tom argued the other day, that you know, the facts of the case in that the Trump case aren't going to change. Tom himself argued that. I agree. So the facts won't change down there. But you don't think Fannie Willis and that wasn't.
I think there was. I said that I thought it should be looked at. I didn't say I thought it was done fairly. And if Fannie Willis did what they have accused her of doing, she should certainly be thrown off the case. We'll give you the last word. We have a break to take, sir. We'll give you the final 30 seconds.
Take a closer examination of the Jack Smith case, too. That's pretty interesting what they've done there with the ability to get to Trump's lawyers on confidentiality between a citizen and his lawyers, the way they maneuvered the legal... aspects of that to get to Trump's lawyer and his other, I think it was Twitter or some other Facebook, something that's kind of protected. But the lawyer issue is quite interesting. Yeah. All right, I do got to go.
You, sir. Appreciate your calling. 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. The hotlines are open. We're waiting for your call.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
What can you do to prevent the chances of having a heart attack? Awareness of heart health is the first step. Learn more with Evangelical Community Hospital as we rock red for healthy hearts.
Hi, I'm Melanie Patel, a cardiologist at the Heart and Vascular Center of Evangelical. Every minute, a woman dies from heart disease in the United States. Did you know that women's heart attack symptoms differ from men's? A large percentage of women experience no chest pain, but instead have shortness of breath, nausea, palpitations, jaw discomfort, or overwhelming fatigue. It's important to pay attention to the signs your body is giving you. Heart disease and stroke can affect a woman at any age, so have the conversation with your doctor. Understand your personal risk factors and take the time to understand your family history of cardiovascular disease. At the Heart and Vascular Center, if you and your heart need some extra help, we're here for you.
Join News Radio 1070 WKOK and Evangelical Community Hospital as we rock red for healthy hearts. For more information, go to WKOK.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back on board On the Mark, 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. On the hotline right now is Chris from Milton. Good morning, Chris. You called early enough today that I actually get to talk to you for a few minutes.
Oh, well, sometimes it's when I call and how many people are on the line before me.
True.
But in any case, I just don't understand the January 6th comments and what did he think it was if it wasn't a riot?
I think he thought it was a riot. He didn't think it was an insurrection.
And with a purpose of not letting the votes be counted.
Yeah, I guess that was the overall objective. He didn't want them. He wanted them counted, but he wanted them counted his way.
And do you remember who it was who absolutely promised if any demonstrators violated any federal building, he was going to rush to their defense of the building? Remember who promised that?
No, I don't recall that promise. Who made that? I'm assuming it was Donald Trump, since
Trump,
you brought it up.
When
okay.
He was when they were taking over a building in Oregon or Washington or someplace out on the West Coast.
Right.
He claimed any federal building gets invaded, he is going to send people there and defend it right away. Unless he, of course, it's his people doing it, apparently, because they were good people and were doing what they were supposed to do.
Well, I think he's also got a problem with the fact that he spent 4 hours in the dining room of the White House, or the eating in his private
doing
room.
Doing and pouting and telling people that he was, I guess that just means there was they're more loyal to me than you are.
Yeah.
The Republicans called up and talked to him about it.
Yeah. Oh, we have two other calls calling in, so you must be exciting for people here this morning.
So, and there's the legal cases. Some of them are a little long shoddy, but they're picking up their guilty verdicts. We'll see where it goes on appeal.
Can you hang on
probably
a second?
Probably not going to serve any time before the next election.
Okay, go ahead.
So it'll still have to be, might have the opportunity to pardon himself and see how that goes.
I think that would be a very interesting thing. I don't know how he'd accomplish that. I guess he could do it, but I think it would certainly be challenged, don't you?
Well, he could get sick for a day and have his vice president pardon him.
Well, he'd have to use the vice president takes over. Yeah, he'd have to use the, 25th Amendment or whatever amendment that is that lets the president turn over the reins of government.
Right. Have some kind of operation.
Well, all right, but,
because he uses stuff like that to do things for which they weren't intended. That's his specialty.
Well, it depends on how you view the presidency. We've had a lot of presidents who have pushed the envelope, who have done things that hadn't been done before.
Usually in the interest of a country more than the interest of one man.
Yeah, well, that's the question. I mean, I saw a report over the weekend where somebody, I forget which one of the networks it was on, it's probably CNN, said that Donald Trump's just out for himself. He's running not for the United States, not to improve things for the average person, just for himself. And if you believe that about the guy, and a lot of people do, that may be why 40% of the people in South Carolina voted for, Haley. And I think they said that out of
40% of Republicans, or
well,
right?
I don't know, because you could vote in that. If you didn't vote in the Democratic primary and you were a Democrat, you could vote in the Republican
mm-hmm.
primary down there. So I don't know how many of each party were involved in that, Chris.
Yeah, it's hard to tell these days, but usually not a lot of people switch over because of that. There's usually more talk about it than action on it. But maybe 5% would be a high mark, I would think.
Well, they said a lot of the people that voted for Haley voted not for her, but because they don't want Donald Trump. But Haley makes an excellent point.
That's different in a way, because they might still be Republicans saying that.
True. But Haley makes an excellent point. The 40% isn't nothing, and if an incumbent with nobody else in the race, the best they can do is 40%. She said, I can count, I'm an accountant, 40% isn't 50%, but 40% isn't nothing. And she's right. It's not some small group. It's a rather substantial percentage.
Yeah, but you don't seem to have any fear about how he manipulates the election system and the whole plot to get different electors in. That doesn't seem to bother you at all.
It didn't work. If it had worked, it would have bothered me. It didn't work, so it doesn't bother me. I worry about things that work.
Yeah, but now he has people in places that are loyal to Trump where they weren't before. A lot of the people who've gotten voted out who were responsible for standing up for traditional law and order and election standards. And now they aren't there anymore in several states. And you don't seem worried about that at all.
Well, I'm not going to prejudge what Donald Trump's going to do. You may...
Well, you don't want to... You're certainly willing to prejudge what Biden's going to do.
No, I'm not. What am I prejudging? That I'm talking about things he's done, not things he's going to do. What things have I prejudged Biden on?
Well, you think it'd be a disaster for Biden to be president for four more years.
And that's based on my opinion on Trump is that his age and his cognitive ability lead me to believe, as do the majority of Democrats, that he is too old for the job. So I prejudge
Trump's
him,
too
so
old
a lot
for
of
the
other.
Job too, and I think Biden's too old for the job. But that's who it looks like we're ending up with, whether we want it or not.
Well, I agree with you there,
and
buddy.
And if you want a person who's going to try to do things like have people storm the Capitol, get phony electors, use loopholes in the Constitution to get the election thrown into the House of Representatives, controlled by one party.
Look, as I've said on this program before, if my choice is Joe Biden or Donald Trump, I'm voting for Donald Trump. If it's Joe Biden and somebody else, I'm voting for that other person. If it's somebody other than Joe Biden on the Democratic ticket. For example, if it were Donald Trump against, not Newsom. I wouldn't vote for Newsom. But let's say Joe Manchin. If it were Joe Manchin on the Democratic side.
Joe Manchin's just barely a Democrat, but he's not running anyway.
Well, that's
anyway.
What they say about Nikki Haley, that she's just barely a Republican. We'll give you the final word,
Chris. Well, that's not true. She's a very strong conservative.
I agree, but a lot
she's
of the people.
She's way, 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 way out there on the conservative scale.
A lot of the Trump people.
But that
people
doesn't count anymore. It's where you are on the Trump scale that matters anymore.
All right, sir.
And that's the demise of the Republican Party. So I don't see how you can trust it. They're he's getting the party structure fixed so that they're going to pay all his legal bills.
All right, Chris, we got to go. I'm sorry, sir. We're out of time for this segment. We have two callers on the line, Eric and Dan. Hang on. We'll get to you, but we've got to take a quick break to stay on schedule. We have one hotline open on the mark, WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
From the very beginning, we're all about being connected. And year after year, through every stage of life, that need grows even stronger, which is why Penn Teledata never stops improving our advanced fiber network. We connect the things that matter most: businesses, schools, healthcare, governments, and of course, the people who make our community strong. This is technology with a purpose. Stay connected with Penn Teledata.
The all-new Shimock's Furniture World in Mount Carmel has everything you need to refresh your home. Enjoy three stories of beautiful furniture, mattresses, and accessories, including all of the latest colors and styles, and all in a hassle-free environment. Our staff would love to help you find the perfect piece, and we know that we have the best prices around. And as always, get that awesome Shimock's service with free delivery, free setup, and free removal of your old. Come visit us at Shimock's Furniture World, where we've been serving our community for over 100 years. It's all new in Mount Carmel, selling happiness since 1915.
Lisa Barrick. Hit it!
Oh, it's 2024 and the time is right to take this real estate game to new heights. My name is Barrick, that's Lisa with an E, and I'm going to show you how easy it can be. Buying or selling, we got the skill. Navigating the market, sealing deal. Properties shining like stars in the night. With me by your side, everything's tight. Call BankerPen1.com.
Your journey has just begun.
Call BankerPen1.com.
Lisa Barrick to grab our song.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to save money. When you bundle your auto policy with home, condo, or renters, you'll earn a multi-policy discount. Easy to bundle, easy to save. Visit progressive.com.
All right, welcome back on board, 570-743-9565. Eric, you've been holding, and Dan's been holding, but we'll start with you since you called in first. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
If I read him better, I'd be out of control.
So the Republican National Committee chair is resigning, from what I understand.
Rona McDaniels is kaput.
Okay. I'm not a Republican, so I don't know. Why? Was it stated why she's resigning?
Well, I think most presidential candidates, when it becomes obvious who they are, get some say and probably veto power over who remains the head of their party. They become, in effect, the head of the Republican Party is Donald Trump right now, whether we like it or not, and he gets some say about who runs the Republican Party infrastructure. In this case, he doesn't like Rona McDaniels. He likes, I forget who it is, from South Carolina. I think it's from South Carolina. Or North Carolina, one of the two.
Oh, I heard it was one of his relatives or something.
Well, his daughter, he's holding out for his daughter-in-law, I think, to be vice chairman, not chairman, okay. Vice chairman.
Okay. So to have a, okay, so next step. I think it's interesting that how many of Donald Trump's closest advisors either resigned during his administration or, you know, wrote very disparaging things about him afterwards. Could all these people be lying, Joe? Or could there truly be a real issue with the man and the way he turns on people and his way of dealing with people, if it's my way or the highway? And does the Republican Party really want someone like that, one voice, and maybe a voice of some minority of very, very, you know, Trumpers, running the whole party, you know, rather than having, you know, different viewpoints and compromising and so forth? And the man cannot not attack. If someone stands against him, he attacks, and that's not way to bring, you know, our, you know, the nation together. Does that, as a Republican, concern you?
Not really, because we have done that politically in this country since our founding. You know, you cannot have diverse of opinions when one person has to run the country, one person has to govern. Right now, what I care about is what Donald Trump's saying. My problem with him is he's looking in the rearview mirror instead of out the windshield. I want to know where he's going, not where he's been. I've heard all of his complaints. I've heard all of his, you know, how put upon he is, how sad it is, how un-American, how nobody's ever seen anything like this before. It's a disgrace. I'm tired of that. I want to know where, if he gets elected, he's going to take this country and how he's going to get it there. And not just by saying make America great again. I want to know specifically what policies of the Biden administration he disagrees with, what he's going to put in their place, you know, who he's going to appoint. I'd like to know right now who he wants to pick for his vice president, because it would have a lot to do with whether or not I vote for him.
But I don't hear any of this. All I hear is the broader rhetoric. Okay, I understand the border situation, and he's focused on that, you know, build the wall and all that stuff. But what about, you know, in the last administration, we talked about, you know, reforming our medical policies and medical insurance.
Sure.
We talked about all these other things. I've heard nothing. We haven't still seen this man's tax returns. And now he's being convicted of all these things.
No, he hasn't been convicted of anything.
Of wrongdoing.
He hasn't been convicted of anything yet.
Well, then how come he owes all that money to New York for his business deal?
That was a civil judgment, not a criminal judgment. He wasn't convicted.
Okay, but still he was found doing wrong. Okay, we can do semantics all we want all morning long. But he was found in violation of something. Otherwise, he wouldn't have these penalties he has to pay,
and
right?
Does it bother you that this judge announced at the very beginning that he was guilty? Does it bother you that this judge had someone sitting there by his side who was an avowed Trump hater? I mean, I'm sorry, it looks political. Letitia James brought a political suit. Alvin Bragg brought a political suit just trying to damage him. That's my opinion.
And then also the suit down in Georgia. That's all political too.
No, I didn't say that.
The suit that the woman, you know, got the judgment against. That's all political too. The fact that he has, you know, declared bankruptcy how many times and pardon my French when I get this one, screwed people out of the money that he hasn't paid his contractors. That's all political too, Joe. A history going back 25, 30 years, that's all political, even before he was a politician?
Let's take a look at what he was charged with. He was charged with defrauding banks, insurance companies, and none of the banks and none of the insurance companies complained. None of them felt they were defrauded. They were all happy to do business with him. So where was the victim in this crime, if you allege it?
Oh, just like there wasn't a victim in our last back in 2008,
who
Joe, when all this stuff went by. Is this the person that you want to be the leader of the greatest republic in the world?
That's not one I want.
We can do better. We can do better than President Biden, too. I've said that on this show.
The guy's a New York City real estate developer.
And looks at the folks,
Eric,
you know?
The guy's a New York City real estate developer. That's like saying I'm from New Jersey and I'm an exterminator. You know, there's certain connotations to that, whether you like it or not. And Donald Trump lives up to the image of a wheeler dealer, New York City, you know, real estate developer. So, yeah, he pushes the envelope. He's right up on the edge. Maybe he crossed it, maybe he didn't. But, you know, that's what I expect from what he does. People knew what he was. In other words, if he were an Episcopal minister, Episcopal priest, I would expect different behavior from him.
But he just panders to people, and he just, you know, pulls a wool over their eyes, and we're supposed to ignore all this stuff and make him, you know, he wasn't, you know, forget all about it and just and give you know, without questioning anything he says is false news, it's okay.
I don't think you forget about it. I mean, you have to make your decision. You have to decide what's important to Eric, and you vote on that. And I think all of us do that. I'm not going to be led. I don't care how many people call in this program and say Donald Trump's a crook or how many call in and say Joe Biden's too old to do his job. I'm going to make up my own mind, and I'm going to base it on what I see, what I hear, and, you know, and what reality is in front of me. I'm not going to base it on prejudice. I'm not going to base it on the fact that I think Donald Trump, you know, is a bad person, I guess, because he is. You know, it's funny. There is a tremendous parallel between Donald Trump and Grover Cleveland. I mean, Grover Cleveland was a Democrat. He also probably was the only other president who served non-consecutive terms.
Right.
But he actually did rape a woman. He actually did. He had fathered an illegitimate child that he hid away, that he used his money and his influence as the sheriff of Erie County in New York to take this woman's baby away from her, put it in an orphanage. I mean, had her declared crazy. Yeah, you know, so we've had bad actors in our political life for as long as you can remember. Yet Grover Cleveland was a pretty good president, in my opinion. So I'll give you the last word. I'll shut up.
I just think we can do better, and I'm looking for answers. But to have one person now who's already obviously influencing the House of Representatives and not getting through things, what do we say? Nothing's going to happen now for the rest of this whole 2024 unless Donald Trump says it's okay, and he's going to block everything up to make everything look better. This country has to survive and everything until past the election. Well, another year almost, right? Until the next president gets seated in January. And he's very happy to run everything into the ground right now because it just makes him look better. And that's a narcissistic attitude. He doesn't care anything about Donald Trump. And he said he's hoping for, you know, the economy to turn bad because it'll make him look better.
And that's not what he said.
That's not a leader.
That's not what he said. I'm sorry. We got to go, Eric. What he actually said was if there's going to be a recession, he hoped it was before he got elected so he didn't have to deal with it. That's what he said. He didn't wish for a recession. Okay, we have two callers on the line. We're going to take our last break of the day, and we'll be right back.
Growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door
and some things that don't.
Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
When it comes to stuffed crust, here at Papa John's, we know our stuff. Because when you've hand-stuffed as many crusts as we have, you know you become a stuffed legend. And now we're bringing you another epic flavor combination with the new Cheesy Calzone Epic Stuffed Crust Pizza. Made with a blend of mozzarella and garlic herb ricotta, this pizza has your favorite calzone flavor stuffed right into Papa John's original crust. The new Cheesy Calzone Epic Stuffed Crust Pizza. Get a one-topping pizza for a limited time, only at Papa John's.
Call Papa John's in Sealands Grove at 570-743-7474.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back on board On the Mark. One of our texters says all real estate developers do exactly what Trump did when seeking loans. This case has put a chill on real estate development in New York City. Dan, you've been hanging on quite patiently. You're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Well, you asked the question, what's his program? What's he going to do? Exactly what he did the first time, only better.
What's his health program, Dan? What's his health program?
I don't know, but we don't have a major problem with that. Anybody that needs help can get it. I don't know anybody. I know poor people that are truly poor, and when they needed a heart operation, heart bypass, they got it. So I don't think it's as major as the liberals want to make it out to be. But he did say he had a program.
What's he going to do about the national
debt? I don't know what it is.
What's he going to do about the national debt, Dan? What's he going to do about the deficit?
He had a program. Sell petroleum all over the world. We have it here.
But even doing that, the deficit increased during his administration. It didn't go down.
He didn't get the program implemented yet, okay. Which he would have done if he'd have got
he had 4 years.
The election would have went to him.
Dan, he had 4 years. Why didn't he accomplish it? The first two of those years, he had a Republican Congress, both houses.
He had a lot of enemies within that Congress, too.
Not on the Republican side.
Like you can hear on this program, not every Republican would go along with him because they're taught to hate him. And they don't stop to realize what the man done for this country. And you wonder why I'm a Trumper. One reason only, because I look back on the success he's had on this country. That border was pretty much under control, not 100%, but 90-some% under control. Yeah, the 401Ks were doing good. The poor were doing better. And we were respected all over the world because they respected Trump out of fear.
Is that the way you want? You want people to fear us?
Yep.
Is that good?
You better believe it.
Okay.
That's the only way. They don't respect weakness as Biden. Biden shows weakness. They respect Trump because, as I said before, in a respectful way, they didn't know what he would do. They knew he wasn't bluffing when he threatened them. Biden is just a big threat. And age don't matter, Joe. Yeah, Trump at his age, he has the mind of a young person.
Okay, listen, we'll give you the last word.
Sadly, President Biden, age caught up with him.
Okay.
We all age differently, Joe. So age isn't everything. It's
fair enough.
Cognitive ability.
Okay, Dan, listen, we got to give another caller the last minute of the show. Call back early tomorrow. We'll finish your thought. Joseph, we'll give you the final minute. Joseph, hello? Joseph, we'll give you the last minute. Joseph is not paying attention. All right. Sorry about that, Joseph. You had your chance. I'm sorry, but you can't go away from the radio and leave the volume up. One of our texters says, it's a good thing when Congress does nothing. It means less interference in people's lives. Another one says, hey, Eric, turn off the line mainstream media. Another says, the New York case of fraud was nothing but politics. No victims of the accused fraud. How is that even possible? Hey, that's all the time we've got today. I'm sorry we didn't get the last caller on. I'm sorry we had to take Dan off. I thought we'd get another minute from our final caller, but it didn't work out. Join us again tomorrow on the Mark. We'll start the program early, and we'll give you all the time you need. 570-743-565. This is WKOK, Sunbury, Pennsylvania.